Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Let's go straight to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we praise you and we thank you, Abba Father. We thank you for your love, your abundant love, and your patience. Your patient nature with all of us, your children. It is your love, your grace, and your mercy that has brought us salvation. And we thank you for your forgiving nature. We need you, O God. We need you every day. But it seems this nation is, which was once called by your name, has really lost its way. Yes, we've gone astray. We ask that you will guard us, Father. Protect us. Guide us and lead us. Keep the evil one at bay. We ask that you protect President Donald Trump and those that are around him. They are taking all kinds of threats. And once again today, I place CSC Talk Radio at your feet. Help me, Father, to leave it there. You know our needs. And I trust in you. And I know your blessings always flow. I beg that you hear our prayers. For such a time as this, I pray. Amen. Optimism is planning ahead. Regardless of the outcome of this political mess we have found ourselves in, which was inevitable, our lives will go on. Life might change, maybe a little bit. The pandemic has changed a lot of things. We've lost a lot of ground that was previously gained. Jobs in our economy have suffered greatly again and again. And while the loss of life, regardless of COVID or other tragedy, is great, and these losses cannot be measured. Truly, they can't. But life does go on. We buy life insurance to secure our loved ones in case of such a tragedy. We plan. I hadn't thought of it before, not before Melody mentioned this a little over a month ago on the show, but optimism is planning. Looking ahead and assessing different scenarios of our future and then making a plan. This guy in the A-team said, I love it when a plan comes together. Many of us might fail to make a plan because we don't want to think about the awful things that might happen. In particular, death. But there are other things that happen. You put up smoke detectors to warn you of a fire that might happen. You pray it won't happen, but sometimes it does happen. You secure your precious items and important papers with a safe or a safety deposit box. You guard them. You protect them from fire and other disasters. I've heard it said, a baby is God's opinion that life should go on. Optimism. When we plan for our future or the future of others we love, family or friends, we are being optimistic. Love is the greatest gift. But looking ahead optimistically and helping plan for the security for the immediate future as well as in the distance is a gift of love as well. And it is our responsibility. My inspiration for the optimism today is Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You know, you make an impression sometimes when you least expect to, Melody. When you said that a few weeks back, I thought, now, that's interesting. So I had to think about it a little bit. I actually wrote you a new ad with that, and you mentioned that the gold is true. And those things just kind of popped out, and that particular show, you were just inspiring that day.
You well,
didn't
thank
even know
you.
It, did you?
Once in 25 years isn't bad.
Oh, it's been more than that. But those in the year 2020, we needed something to plan ahead and think optimistic, you know. This year, 2020, tomorrow is Friday the 13th, and we ain't scared of nothing.
Yeah, can tomorrow bring, you know?
Well, we don't like to say that. I said that one day and my house burned down the next, so I don't say that. But because something can always happen. But, you know, when you said, I mean, you know, we're giggling about it, but optimism, you do have to be optimistic to plan ahead. You got to stop and think about that, and it really is an optimistic move to think ahead. And it is a loving move that you think ahead for yourself and for your loved ones.
Absolutely. You know, many of us, I mean, those who have grandchildren or even great-grandchildren aren't going to be around, and how else can you help them? And a great way is by buying gold for them and protecting your assets so you can redistribute your wealth, you know, to your children and grandchildren. I mean, that's the only thing that you can do for them. And when you had mentioned babies, that it was, we're expecting, not me, not me, but our family is expecting a baby any day.
Any day? So. Awesome.
Yes. My cousin's son, she was due the 11th, which was yesterday, so.
Wow.
No word yet.
Any day, for sure.
Yeah, so it is. I mean, protect, you know, there's not a whole lot we can do when we're gone. So, but yet, if we preserve our wealth and again, redistribute it to the children and grandchildren, that's something we can do.
Well, you know, I mentioned in the monologue about life insurance. I don't think as much about it today, but when we had all our little troop at home, little tribe of boys, you know, Albert did think ahead. That's my husband. You know, ahead, we had to have insurance to cover the house and everything else at that time so that I could carry on. Life would carry on if something happened to him. He was in a dangerous profession. He was in construction work. He had a few close calls. So we had that. We don't think as much about that now. Now we just think about paying for a funeral. We don't think as much about having to cover everything now as we did back then. But that's just one instance of planning. You plan ahead. You know, at that time we'd already lost a home in a fire and had to start all over again. And we had, four little ones and when the house burned, we had the fifth one was on the way. I was 8 months along with him, and that hope when that new child came was good for the entire family.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, planning ahead is a good thing, and it is optimistic, and you made me realize that. I'd never thought about that before.
I mean, it truly is, and you know, I shared the story of my high school friend, her and her husband. They had the retirements. They've been retired. They've been living off their, you know, the retirement, the pensions, and so forth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, every time the markets take a dip, you know, she'll call me. I can't sleep. I don't.
Oh, my.
But the one thing I do know is they don't have any gold.
Oh,
and my thought is, why wouldn't you buy gold? And she's as conservative as they can come. But her husband's belief that, you know, the market went down once and it came back. It's going to do it again. It'll do that every time. In the meantime, they don't realize how much purchasing power they have lost when that happens, and or to protect what they already have. And you wouldn't have to worry about whether the markets are going up and down. You have it insured, just like your home. Mm. You know, and therefore you eliminate a worry, you eliminate a stress, and you can focus on other things. To me, that's positive. That's optimistic. That's the way you want to, that way you can continue to live no matter what happens, so.
Absolutely. Well, it's disturbing that she worries about it like that, and I know others that do that too, you know, they just, I'm just thinking, don't look, which isn't the optimistic thing to do, just don't look at it. We're going into a break. We're going to hold off on the phone lines, but we're visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She's a good friend and sponsor of the show, and one day I hope we get to meet. We haven't met in person just yet, and we really want to because I think we can do some damage. I really do think we can do some damage if we get together. Anyway, we'll let you call in the next segment, not this one coming up, at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And when we come back, I've got some questions for Melody that I know will lead to phone calls. And we will be right back. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt, and while the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, I had some just basic questions. I know we've gone over some of this before, Melody, but it seems like we just can't say things often enough to remind ourselves, if nothing else. We knew that this mess in our election was coming, but we didn't really plan ahead. You know, the Republicans didn't do anything to stop it, and we blamed COVID for this and COVID for that. But the other thing that we know is inevitable, we don't know the timing, but we do know that the U.S. dollar is going to crash eventually. And so I wanted to ask you, why is it we know that? And I think I know your answer, but we know it's going to happen, but why is that something that we believe that is going to happen?
Well, I mean, it comes down to the amount of debt that we have. It's, you know, I'm not sure what your question is. Why do we believe?
Why the U.S. dollar crash is inevitable. It's inevitable, and why is that? I didn't put it very well.
Well, you know, a lot of people believe that the dollar is going to go to zero. And I'm not so sure that's going to happen. I mean, just look back to 2008. The dollar went to 72. We're at 93 today. And look at the damage that was done. Look at the amount of inflation that we had. If anybody cares to remember what was going on when that was transpiring back in 2008, 9, and 10, and the dollar only went to 72. I can only imagine what would happen if the dollar just went to 50, if it did go into free fall. And what it is, it is a matter of we have too many, it's the fiat currency. It's not backed by anything. They continue to print, and it makes your the more money into the system makes your dollars less valuable. Dollars have, you know, I mean, it was, we were quoting the dollar's value of about 3 cents to a nickel a couple of years ago. I mean, it has lost all value, has a little ways to go, so why wouldn't it to go a little bit further, whatever left, whatever there is to decline? The purchasing power, you know, your dollars buy less. And, you know, so we have debt too great to be paid. And there, you know, I still believe the word reset is just thrown out there and just used so often. I don't think people really actually has many definitions. To me, I view it as a default. President Trump has already mentioned in earlier this year that they would have to revalue the treasuries. Why do you think our interest rates, when they were approaching, you know, the twos to the threes percent on the 10-year yield, it wasn't about, you know, the economy. It was the government couldn't sustain or pay our debt. They couldn't service the debt. That's what was really going on. They couldn't service our debt. So, and that's all the higher our rates can go before it comes undone. So when you get that 10-year yield going from, you know, 3% to, you know, 5%, so, or is it going to be free money forever? I mean, you know, these, the elite love free money. Multinational corporations, you know, every, they love things that are free, so they love free money. And that's what our system is running on. So it's not a healthy system.
No.
I mean, you can have all kinds of diseases and still be living, but that doesn't mean that you're healthy. And it's kind of like it's the same way. Our money is still being accepted, but that doesn't mean that it's worth anything. And it's all based on belief. You know, as long as people accept it. But one of these days, you know, it'll be shaken loose.
I guess I would throw it out there, since we're all in this pandemic frame of mind, that our currencies, since other countries are in the same boat, we're all doing the same thing with this debt, that we're kind of in a global pandemic of our currencies devaluing and the debt continues to rise. I mean, we've got lots of nations that are in big trouble, and the U.S. is one of them.
We're lucky.
Is it correct
because,
to put it that way?
Yeah, we're lucky because we have, you know, 85-90% of the world's transactions are done in the U.S. dollar. I mean, that is slowly being eroded. I mean, there's other ways to do these transactions now. You've seen China working on it, Russia working on it. You know, so, you know, it's, oil is not only sold in U.S. dollars anymore. So we are seeing a decline in acceptance for using the U.S. dollar. But the U.S. dollar still comes to rescue in various nations who we see. I mean, look at Venezuela. I mean, if you have U.S. dollars there, you're fine. We happened in Zimbabwe. They turn to the U.S. dollar. And so that's what you have a lot of these other nations. When their currencies are failing, they'll turn to the U.S. dollar. So we kind of do have a hedge there. But eventually, when we default on something, it's the confidence that people have in the United States. I don't care what administration, I mean, I do, but I mean, it doesn't matter which administration, they're going to continue to throw money at our problems. Infrastructure. I mean, these Democrats. I mean, I was listening to interviews, you know, from, you know, that you still have these progressives thinking that they're going to be able to, you know, push Biden into following their agenda. Yeah, he's probably unaware of what they're trying to do, you know.
But he still believes that a stronger China is a better China. He said that again, and it's, you know, I've got a little article here that's talking about you know, how everybody's kind of ignored, you know, the vice president, Kamala Harris. And she's not the vice president, but you know what I'm saying. She's running for vice president. And some of the things that she wants to do and what that'll do to our economy, the redistribution of wealth, Rent Relief Act, and it goes on and on with some of the crazy things that she wants to do and how that's going to affect the economy and even make the dollar worth even less.
Exactly.
You know, they can't, they just make stupid idea. They have stupid ideas, and I don't know where they think they're going to come up with the money to pay for. I guess just keep printing it, you know, got lots of trees.
But they have to continue to do that because they have to keep the system going, and that's all part of the system. Unfortunately, you know, either side gets to decide how that money that's being printed, regardless where it goes. And unfortunately, if they're able to continue with their agenda, the Democrats, it's because not only are we losing our purchasing and our dollar is going to be revalued, we're losing so much more also. And that's a different topic. But it's really scary with these people in office. And, you know, we still have to wait and see what happens. But I don't, you know. Nobody wants to hear what I think, but I haven't been wrong. I haven't been wrong. I really haven't. It just amazes me.
Well, you've been studying it for a long time. And, you know, we were talking about that the other day, about not being wrong or not getting it right. You know, that these predictions, this media is the third party around here, I guess, or the second party's advocate. They've not been right on any of their predictions for Donald Trump. The climate change alarmists have not been right on anything. So you shouldn't listen to any of them. But, Melody, you have been correct. And you know, you're not bragging on yourself. You're just trying to share your knowledge with other people. And we do want to hear it.
The thing that I think, and again, I'm not bragging, and I mean,
I know you're not.
I get
no,
it wrong and so forth, but it amazes me how is I take the sensationalism out of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you just,
you have
that's
to.
Why during the election evening, I actually had to watch CNN. And I'm not a fan of CNN. But they gave me what I wanted, just the facts. There wasn't all this hullabaloo coming from all of the other stations, their opinions, their analysis, that blah, 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 blah. I wanted the raw numbers. And that's what, for the most part, for what I watched, that's what they gave. And, you know, I didn't watch it till 2, 3, you know, in the morning, but earlier in the evening and so forth. And that's what I do. I take all this sensationalism out. I take people's opinions out. And I really look at the... And you just have to look at the basics and stick with the basics.
We all know, well, I mean, we're headed into break, but we all know when you make decisions, regardless of what it is, financial or anything else, based on emotions, it's usually not a good thing to do. We're headed into a break. I'm going to open the phone lines up just for this next segment. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We're visiting with Melody Cedarstrom. We're talking about our economy, our dollar, gold and silver. Not the other stuff today. And we will be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
for such a time as this. We know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow 6-piece towel set that includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Our phone lines did light up. We have John from Canada. John, hello. Welcome to CSC Talk Radio today.
Hello, it's John and Katie in Canada. We bought from Melody about 20 years ago.
Hi there.
I just want to say that Melody was wonderful to deal with, and at the time the gold was around 300 to 350. And the important thing is whatever a financial advisor tells you to do, do the opposite. You have to do the opposite to what the masses are doing. And the other comment now, because we're well over 70, this is a retirement plan, and we're out of the system. And like she says, we don't have to worry about it. We don't have to pay any fees every month to some financial company and all of the above. The other thing is it's important to buy small amounts, like not amounts, but small pieces, you know, because a $300 piece 20 years ago now in Canadian dollars because of our shrinking money is now $2,500 for one little piece, you know. And also because we're in Canada and it's hard with the border, we've never had any trouble selling these pieces. Jewelry stores are the best because they consume them. And we've never had any trouble getting, we always get 90% and then convert it to Canadian dollars. So I'll stop talking now.
Oh, hello, John. Hello.
How are you doing?
I think of you guys so often.
Yeah, well, I hope you're doing okay.
Yes, we'll have to catch up soon.
Yeah, well, I think...
we'll give the other number out.
Relevant, isn't it? Isn't everything I said relevant?
Absolutely. So yeah. I appreciate you calling in. So thank you.
Thank you, John.
The thing that's happened in Canada, I mean, our money's gone to 75 cents. So there's not only what the gold did, it's the shrinking of our money.
Yeah.
And the gold, of course, you don't have to worry about that. You're hedged against it, you know.
Yep.
But I can't overemphasize this bit about buying small pieces. If I'd have bought 10-ounce bars then, I mean, I'd have a trouble selling them now.
Yeah.
You know.
And, you know, I think an important thing that we can acknowledge here is, you know, we talk about here in the States, we talk about our dollar, and I mentioned earlier that it's around the world, and you're confirming that it's just not here that we have
well,
a problem.
Well, it's already happened here.
Everywhere.
I mean, it's 75
in the count, yes. So you're confirming that, it, you know, it is happening in Canada. It is happening everywhere.
Oh. Yeah. So we want to go on a little vacation somewhere. I just have a few of the yellow things in my pocket, and we go, and I go to the local jewelry stores, and I cash out and have my little retirement vacation. The big thing is what's happened here, if you're in the banks invested in everything, they've gone to flat fees. You got to pay so much a month just to be there, whether they do any transactions or anything, and it's become substantial to anyone with any kind of retirement amount what you got to pay the stinking banks, and you haven't even done any transactions.
And they don't pay you any interest either.
But this way, I don't have to worry about it. So all I wanted to do was, you're telling the truth, but you absolutely have to buy gold on the way down, not the way up. When people tell you you're nuts, that's the time.
I think they did a Seinfeld about that. George said nothing was going his way, so he was going to do everything the opposite of what he would have normally done.
Well, the thing I tell people is you can't buy stocks on the way down because they might go to zero. But gold will never go to zero.
Zero.
So it's the only
absolutely
gold and silver are the only two things you can buy on the way down. And you don't know when you're going to hit the bottom. I mean, I started buying gold, you know, in the 80s. Obviously, it kept going down. But as it kept going down, I kept buying more. And look what's happened. I mean, it's now, in our money, it's $2,500. And I was buying it then for $250, $300.
That's
okay,
amazing.
I won't
That's
hold
wonderful.
You up, but thanks All for everything right. you guys
All
do.
Right.
Especially
Thank you,
John. Hear,
Beth,
Ann,
you're,
Thank you,
John. Beth Ann, you're fantastic. Your abortion mm-hmm. ideas are... hatred and all that. We agree with you completely. Thank you,
John. Yes, we're here for life, for love and for life. You know, John mentioned that the jewelry stores were the best. When my youngest boy was just, he was graduating high school, but they had a senior trip to Canada. They sang, and we went to the Niagara Falls, and they went to Toronto. But the best place we were told to go exchange our money, to exchange our currency, were the gambling places. We had to go to the casinos to exchange our money. And I went in there, and I'm going to do this real quick. I went in there, and I never saw such unhappy people in all my life chained to this machine. They didn't have a smile on their face or nothing. But we did exchange our dollars so we could spend some money in Canada. We're going to go back to the phone lines. We have Tim from Iowa. Tim, how are you doing today?
Hi, Beth. I'm Aldi. How are you girls doing today?
Just great, thanks.
Great. So, hey, you know, I can't get elected officials out here to admit that they're really facing some budget shortfalls. I mean, it's obvious the tax revenues have to be down. And what really struck me yesterday is so-called President-elect Biden has his coronavirus task force going, and one of its members is on TV stating that if we have any further lockdowns, I think we can borrow off the 401ks of this country. That
uh-huh.
We'll get some financing from that. And what's interesting, on this task force is Ezekiel Emanuel has come back, and there's a company involved called Haven Healthcare. Now, Haven Healthcare is owned by Amazon, Berkshire Hathaway, with his Warren Buffett,
mm-hmm.
and J.P. Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
So you tell me what they're planning. Hopefully gold sales are going to be going up. Because I don't think I trust my money in my 401k right now. They want it. And the reason they want it
right.
is because China wants it, because these tech companies are hemorrhaging over there. I was reading an article about the tech companies have taken a $290 billion hit this year alone. They are hemorrhaging money. The tech companies are in China. And this has been talked about for a long time, that they're going to try and raid our piggy bank over here.
Well, you know, it isn't government's piggy bank. It's the people's piggy bank.
Exactly.
And, you know, these 401s, I mean, I believe there was legislation written after the Great Recession to where they would set up some kind of a program so that people wouldn't have to worry about losing any more of their money, that it would be set up like an annuity and they would get checks from the government. I guess sort of along the lines of Social Security, however, it's their money and their 401s and it would be given to the government and, you know, there's going to be IOUs and everything in there, just like what they did with Social Security. So your money, there's, what, $22, $23, $24 trillion sitting in these accounts. Do you really believe government's going to allow it to just sit there when they need the funds to keep this system going? Absolutely not. And just to show how hard people, I read where people just through this pandemic since March have already been dipping into their 401s to the tune of, what, $12,000, $15,000 just to keep going and so forth. So, yeah, it's they know what they're going to do, and they see that money sitting there, and, you know, they'll be able to pass all of their little, you know, Medicare for all and free this, free that, and, you know, as left as you can get.
And let's admit, there's no stimulus coming because they know they don't have the money to pay it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely right.
It's the one. Yeah.
What a mess. What a tangle web we've come to because we've trusted the elite in D.C. And, you know, we had a gentleman on. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it.
We had a gentleman on
yesterday. We're going to have him back on here in another couple of weeks. He's actually a lawyer, but he came here, his family came here in the 60s, Melody, from Cuba. So he's kind of warning us of what's going to happen. And he says, they're going to redistribute the wealth, but it ain't their wealth they're going to redistribute.
No, absolutely not.
It's not theirs. No, Kamala Harris isn't giving hers up, neither's Pelosi and all these others, you know, and he mentioned Sanders and all those millionaires that in D.C. elites. They're not giving up theirs. They're taking yours. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with our good friend Melody Cederstrom, a sponsor of the show, Discount Gold and Silver Trading. And we will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Bring on the glitz this holiday season with MakeupAmerica.us. Rhonda, CEO and founder of Makeup America, is offering her one-and-done sister sets, matching lipstick and nail polish. But Rhonda didn't stop there. She's added a free nail file and a cosmetic bag. Most sister sets are under $30. Remember to use the promo code BethAnn20 for 20% off. Get one and done. You got more for less. Easy, smart shopping, right? These sister sets are perfect. Whether a hostess gift, Hanukkah, or Christmas gifts, appreciate your first responders. Great stocking stuffers. I'd say thank you to teachers. And shh, don't forget your Secret Santa. Bring some glitter to your Happy New Year celebrations. One and done it is. Each sister set includes a free nail file and a cosmetic bag. You will also save close to $9 in the four-color American manicure set when using the promo code BethAnn20. Visit MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BethAnn20 to receive 20% discount off all Makeup America products. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We've had so much fun today that I have not given out your number. I've been really bad. The number for Discount Gold and Silver Trading is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Visit their website, dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. You could go there and listen to her radio show. You heard me talk about that earlier, and I'll let you give a little plug for it too, Melody. You do it every day, just like I do this one every day. And she has it packed with guests and good information, and you need to be tuning in. It is podcast there. She does it live at 4 o'clock Eastern Time. 3 o'clock Central Time. So it's the other way around, isn't it?
4 o'clock Eastern, 3 Central.
Got it. All right. So we have come across a lot of things today. So anyway, we've had really good callers today. I've just been really pleased with. Not that we never do, we do, but it was interesting the things that John was telling us, and Tim is always on top of things, and he's just absolutely right. So you can't convince these legislatures that, you know, you're breaking the bank, buddy, you're breaking the bank. But what John was saying, and I remember my predecessor, my mentor, Derry Brownfield, was always talking about gold and silver and how they don't lose their value. And I'm going to let you kind of take off on that, and we'll give you a number again here in just a little bit, and let's see if we can't get some people to start their optimism and plan ahead.
Well, I mean, I think most folks that listen to your program and my program, and I want to thank each and every one of them, and it has been, you know, again, I always stick to the basics. If you stick to the basics, you can't go wrong. You eliminate all the noise out there, all people's opinions and so forth, and you become to start critically think what is, you know, what road are we going down? And, you know, I like to be optimistic, but, you know, getting fractional pieces is a wonderful thing to have. 90% silver is a great thing to have for when it comes. It's still spendable. I mean, you don't want to spend it, you know, prior to an extreme emergency. I mean, that would be silly, but you have it if you need it, and that's the whole point of being prepared. And then you always have the silver investment, that is included in the 90%. And the 90%, of course, is the old quarters, dimes, and 50-cent pieces. Most what's circulating now for sale are quarters and dimes. And I just got an email from somebody today about war nickels, saying you really don't want to buy those. I mean, yes, they have silver on them. I mean, unless you can buy them for a nickel apiece, you know, there's really no point, you know, unless you, you know. If that was the last thing on the shelf, well, then okay. But what they were charging was just unbelievable. And that's because they sell them by the nickels and people get confused. And, again, you're sticking to the basics of what 90% silver is and how it's figured so you know exactly what you're getting. And it's, you'll always have it. It's easy to carry around, small fractional pieces, 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagles. I mean, the fractional pieces were hard to get during this, you know, since this pandemic began, and premiums on them have skyrocketed. They truly have. And I'm in the mindset that it's always better, like John said, to buy on the downside. I believe we're experiencing a downside right now to gold. I don't believe we're going to go lower. And you have to ask yourself, wherever you're at to get into the market is the right place to be. Because even if we're dealing at $3,000 an ounce, people say, well, that's too rich for my blood. So what are you going to do? Let your fiat dollars go to nothing because $3,000 is too much to pay? So you have to keep everything into perspective. You know, where are we at that time when gold is $3,000? Is it going to find? Does it look like it's going to find? Yes. Then it's a good time to buy, even at $3,000. But somebody asked me about what specials I have going on. I says, well, gold was down $80. That's a pretty good special. And it is. And you should be buying on those dips. But don't wait for the dips because markets can't be timed. And, you know, I don't have a crystal ball that tells me when dips are coming. And so, again, you're dealing with real money. So you got to get in there. And the whole point is to eliminate those fiat dollars and turn it into real money. That's what you're doing for your protection. So
when the announcement of the vaccine came out and the stock market skyrocketed, what happened with gold and silver that day? I was kind of curious because I wasn't really watching.
Yeah, well, the Dow went up 1,500 points. So, you know, gold and them, you know, they did respond. They've been going down. Right now, gold is 1879. When all of this started, gold was around 1950. So, you know, it has dropped, and that's okay. Nothing goes up forever.
I just was wanting to get the feel of it was all.
Well, yeah, because, you know, the dollar got stronger. There was strength in the dollar. The dollar is a little weak today, down 0.14 at 92.87. So, I mean, we're still above 90. We've got a long way to go. But I do believe we'll wake up one day and we're going to be in a whole different world. It's going to change that quick. And we are truly blessed that it has not happened yet. And that we should take these days that we have, that were given to us, to prepare and to plan and to protect.
Yes. They're gifts. These days are gifts. You never know. I mean, just like this pandemic thing, you know. It didn't really happen overnight, but yes, it seemed like it did. You know, we had some pre-warnings that it was coming. We didn't know what it was going to do or how devastating it might or might not be. And it's been worse in some areas of the country than other areas. But it's been everywhere, and it has affected everyone. Sitting there watching those crazy commercials about masks last night, and it was like, when did you ever think we would be here? You know, only America can create masks that look like this or that. But, you know, it changes like that.
Do you want a Christmas mask?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Are you making them?
No.
I will take it. I will take it. I don't wear them often, but there are certain places I have to wear one, so I will take it.
Yes.
And, you know, every family's been affected. We're down to just the last little bit here, and I want to give your number and your email. I'm sorry. And your website again. DGScoins.com. She also puts out a newsletter, and you can sign up for that there. It's free. DGScoins.com. And the phone number to call and get started. Start small if you need to, but get started. 1-800-345-9141. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Beth Ann started small, and we're still kind of just poking along here, but we get a little bit when we can. 1-800-375-4188, and I'm going to let you take the 20 seconds to close this out, Melody.
Thank you,
Beth.
You
love it when I do that.
For all that you do.
And, thank you.
Thank the listeners for helping to support many programs. Because that's the only way that so many of us can, and a lot of the funds that when people buy from Discount Gold and Silver go back in. And it doesn't go into my pocket. We still have low pricing. You know, we support a lot of programs to keep in the education going, and it's so important. So thank you to the host and you, Beth, for allowing us to do that. So.
Well. You know, I appreciate you so, so much, and it is all a part of working together. And you know what? Melody doesn't censor her show, and I don't censor ours. And that's how we make sure that we can bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first started Balance of Nature, I was hesitant, but 2 months into the product, I began to see the difference. And I have to really admit, I was totally surprised. I went from swelling feet to no swelling feet. The 1st of May was the first time this year I jogged in 3 years. And not just jogged 3 laps, I did 17 laps. So I'm feeling alive and not sluggish and tired. I would really like to say, you have to try it so you can see the results for yourself. Yeah. Even my girlfriend downstairs, I said, you need to try it. She says, I'm thinking. I said, okay, well, while you're still tired and I'm still beating you up the block, it's okay. Because that's all I'm going to do. I mean, she's taller than me and I move faster than her now. That's because the energy I'm getting from Balance of Nature.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code RADIO5.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at DGScoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.